Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Welcome to SPN Feedback Special number 6. I'm Jamie Pauls, and it's great to be with you this time around. You know, at least a couple times a year, we like to stop and just acknowledge you, our listeners. You are so wonderful. You have reached out to us in so many different ways over the last few years. And it's time to just stop and thank you and just take a listen to some of the things that you've had to say, things that maybe we weren't able to use on podcasts for various reasons, but that we've kept around just for this purpose. You know, all of us have had the opportunity to be in front of many of you and meet you. I've had the opportunity to hold a microphone up in front of people and interview them and learn about their products and get to know them as friends. My wife goes with me to conventions and often she'll say, "Oh, that's so-and-so. I remember him from last year." Lisa has done presentations. Richard Wells has done interviews. Buddy has done interviews. Of course, you know that Ricky and Joe have done that as well. And so we'll start with a couple of comments that you have about our convention coverage right here on our feedback special.
Hello, Serotalk. This is Jake from Illinois, calling just to say awesome convention coverage, as always. I'm really enjoying it, and I am impressed with all the exhibitors at this year's NFB convention, and I'm looking forward to hearing coverage of ACB as well and all your other cool stuff that you do. So keep it up as always. And that's all. Hope you're not, those of you who are in Florida, are not too overheated. It sounds pretty hot there. So anyway, take care and keep up the great work as always.
Hello there from a cold Dunedin, New Zealand. Wanted to check in and just let you guys know that we do appreciate the NFB coverage and to say I'm still not quite sure what to think of Jim Daschle's comment about the price of the KNFB reader app. I know what my convention barcode is at right now. It's at zero because I'm not there. but if he's talking about it being lower than the bar tab that our trade minister is famous for, and which case it would be more akin to the price of the Blaze EZ. So just had to check in and make that comment, and otherwise, have a good weekend.
Hey, Joe and Ricky, this is Ben calling back from Spokane, Washington, and I just wanted to leave my second report in regards to the second part of the NFB coverage that you guys so wonderfully did in Orlando. And again, I enjoyed all of the different booths that you guys went to and the different people you spoke with. But Joe, I just wanted to say that again, I really liked what the people or what the American Printing House was doing with Nearby Explorer. I have listened to demos of Nearby Explorer when Mike Arrillo was doing them, and even on that Android show when you guys have done demos of Nearby Explorer. And I've just really liked that GPS app. I just find that really neat. So anyway, those are just my thoughts, and I look forward to hearing the other interviews that you guys have conducted in special 3. I'm just leaving my report for Serotalk Podcast 6. Jamie and Lisa and Joe, you guys did an excellent job with the news portion of the podcast. I really enjoyed all these stories covered. And Lisa, it was really great to get her thoughts on the stories covered and all the different topics and everything along those lines. And I just say that I was very impressed with the interview that Buddy did with the chemist and wine taster. I was very impressed with that gentleman, and he just really did an outstanding job. And he really is going to help someone major in science because of what he did. And I just really like the fact that he is taking his passion and teaching high school kids about it. I think that's really neat and just a really great way to introduce the subject to others and help them get a passion about it as well. So anyway, I just was real impressed with that interview and just real impressed with that gentleman as well. And that's definitely one of the neatest interviews that you guys have podcast network. So anyway, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I look forward to SciTalk Podcast 207. All right, talk with you later. Bye.
Hello. My name is Rebecca Miller. I am a blind user. I use the computer with JAWS. I have used OpenBook. I also do email, and I'm a Braille user. Use Braille Writer, and I've also used VoiceNote, but I don't use that as much as my Braille Writer. And I've been doing my Braille since I was about 21 years old. And I'm also using a VictorStream for my book reader. And I can get the podcast on the HumanWares playlist. So that's how I'm listening to you guys. I really enjoy the show. I enjoy the coverage you guys have done from NFB and the others, and I'd say, who do I like the most? I'd say I like Joe and Ricky and Lisa and also Jamie. So you guys are a wonderful group, although I don't know when the new update yet is going to be out for the new second generation VictorStream. So if you ever need me to call in and demonstrate that for those that don't know what it is, well, then I will do so sometime. Anyways, have a good one. Enjoying your show. Keep up the good work. Can't wait to hear more of you guys' podcast. Way cool.
Hi there. My name is Alan, and I wanted to make this iReport because I am trying iBlink Radio for the first time after stumbling across the Saratech podcast network on my Vicar Reader stream, actually, and was listening to a couple of the shows there and decided I would give iBlink Radio a try. And so the first thing I'm doing with iBlink Radio is filing this iReport. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I love what I've been hearing on SPN. And I'm looking at trying some Saratech products in the very near future. And just keep up the good work. Thank you guys very much.
You know, it's amazing how many people found us on the Victor Reader stream. I don't think we saw that coming at all. The amount of people that would pick up on the fact that they could listen to us. Coming up next is a collection of iReports from several different stories. Our podcasts have taken many twists and turns, as you all know. And we didn't always know where they were going to go, and our listeners certainly wouldn't have known until you reached the end. So here are just some comments from you on various stories that we've covered over the last several months.
Hello, SaroTalk podcast team. This is Leslie from Sanford, North Carolina. I have a few brief comments. The first one is, I am an old audio buff, And I can't remember what the exact podcast number was, but you guys mentioned a recording of a street in 1928. I think that was the correct date. I haven't been able to find it. Could you guys elaborate on where that recording is? Also, I had another question. I am interested in becoming a sound designer, or at least getting into the field somehow. And I heard a few podcasts back, I think it was Jamie, mentioned some kind of online university or something called Cavi, that they were hosting some sort of online mixing class or something. Anyway, this is a really dumb dream of mine that I've had since I was 5, and I was doing everything. I've made recordings using 4 tape recorders at once, and I was using my teeth and my tongue and flicking switches and pausing and cueing and doing all sorts of stuff live. But now, of course, all that is done by computer. But I'd be interested in learning about these classes and how a totally blind person would do this. I've been a religious listener since 2010, and you guys keep up the good work. Thanks.
Hi, this is Lynn Tatum. I believe I'm listening to your lovely number 201, and I had to stop because you mentioned Krista Earle. She is a lovely lady. I have been listening to Krista's tutorials, I believe, since the 90s. And she had a whole Speaking Of series. And now we don't know each other so much in that realm, but a lot of her functions that she taught me back then are still there, folks. Control B will never die. And all of the other selecting techniques, cursor movement, all of that has come up through, good grief, I think it's word 97. Anyway, just wanted to say that she's doing well as far as I can tell. And you know she's still in the tech, and I mostly see her during our tandem bike sessions. So she's still in it, and we've gotten to know her husband a bit. We all did a 42-mile bike ride, five-borough bike tour, and she's just a lovely lady. All right, take care. Keep on doing the great work, and glad it's just, I have to say, I do enjoy the three of you. All right, you take care. Bye.
Yo, Sarah Talk people, it's 203, and Dominique is back again with more comments. I recently went to a restaurant with family members of mine, and they actually had the screen at the table where you can order your food with, and also you could play games and all that good stuff for the sighted people. And I was just thinking, I'm like, man, why can't they have that accessible for visually impaired people? I don't know why they have this thing now. It was very new to me for them to have, but in all intents and purposes, it was actually pretty interesting to see. I'm still used to talking to people and interacting people thing, though. That's just the type of person I am. So that's just my thoughts on that. And also, yeah, just keep doing what you guys do, and can't wait to see the next podcast. Bye.
Hi, this is Janine Lineback. I was calling to comment on Sarah Talk Podcast 203. In regards to Google accessibility or the lack of Google accessibility, I agree that the article being discussed on the podcast is very general. But the issue that we're trying to address is the fact that Google Docs and Google Apps are now being used widely by schools, universities, and employers, and this affects our ability as blind people to partake equally and effectively in those areas when it's not accessible at all. Thank you, and I agree that all the other companies also have their issues. So I will end here now and say a great podcast, guys. Keep it up. Bye.
Hello, this is Tyler Chambliss. And regarding to your Sarah Talk Podcast 204 with the Kindle iOS stuff, I've heard a lot of rumors about that, which you mentioned on the podcast, but I also heard something about, since the fact that the Braille Plus 18 is running Android, that some stuff with Skype, for instance, if you're on a call with someone, it will kind of pitch, like, make your voice slower, make it lower pitch, kind of like an old tape recorder when you mess with it on the other person's line. And that got me thinking, what if that happens with other custom hardware, like other custom stuff that's based off of Android that doesn't necessarily run stock? What if it starts doing that with, like, phone apps and stuff? Well, great podcast, and I'll be listening to this one. Bye.
Hey, Sarah Talk Podcasters, it's Chris Nussbaum calling this time about video description and movie theaters. I liked Joe's comments about how to ensure that a theater does, in fact, have descriptive video. However, I have learned that not all theater staff are trained in how the devices work and that they're even available. For example, Regal has put in a policy that says that each theater has to have video description. Well, I went there and to the local Regal theater, and I got the descriptive video device, but it didn't work. So I came back after the movie and talked to a different staff member than the guy who gave me the device, and he was like, "What? I don't even know that there's a description here. What are you talking about?" So I had called corporate not to get anybody in trouble, but just to make them aware of it. And within a couple of days, I got a call from the management of the local theater who said that they were really sorry that this had happened, and they were going to train the staff on these devices and how they work. What it turns out as is at Regal Theaters, the same device is used for description as is used for closed captioning. So the guy said it on hearing impaired, but not vision impaired, and that didn't work. So I came back a couple weeks after I got that call and found that the staff was much, much more trained. And the manager talked to me, and he was telling me about the training session that they had. So, I would encourage anybody who runs into issues with video description in movie theaters to contact corporate and let them know, or contact the management of your local theater and let them know what's going on. And usually I'm finding that those theaters are very responsive. So I just wanted to share that with you. Thanks for all that you have done. I really enjoyed the convention coverage and all the podcasts, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Colin Gallagher. Some people may know me on YouTube as Gallagher123123. And I just want to comment on something that I heard in Sarah Talk 205, I believe. I was listening to the segment about the KNFB reader, and it disappointed me to hear that it wouldn't run on the iPod Touch, which is what I use. That really disappointed me, because to me, the iPod Touch does everything I would ever need it to do. And I was pretty excited about having that app, because for my phone, I have the Odin VI from Odin Mobile, which does everything I need it to do. And so I just wish the NFB would have considered, or KNFB would have considered, allowing it to work on the iPod Touch and the iPads. Because I have both an iPod Touch and iPad Mini Retina. And just also keep up the great work on the podcast. I enjoy listening to them. I just wish I remembered to listen to them more. But that will change with the 4.4 update for the Victor Reader stream that I'm very excited about. All right, well, thanks for the great podcast, and I'll be still listening.
Hey, everybody, this is Amanda, and I was just listening to the last Sir Talk podcast, the last episode that was just out, and where you guys are talking about Pop-Tart, and it just... along with making me hungry for Pop-Tarts, it made me realize about something the other day. I walked into Big Lots and found peanut butter Pop-Tarts. So I went and got myself a couple boxes, and I actually like them. I didn't think I would, but they're pretty yummy. So if you haven't tried them, you should. Also, a seasonal thing they make is pumpkin Pop-Tarts, which those I have not tried yet, but I'm planning on it. So if anybody has tried those and can let me know how they taste and how you like them, that'd be cool. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I'll be looking forward to the next Star Talk podcast. Thanks. Hi,
I'm trying to my first iReport. I just installed iLink Radio on my Galaxy S3 and trying to see if this goes through. One narrator that I remember is Alexander Scorby. I have King James Bible he did, and he did a really good job with it. Thank you.
Hi, guys. It's Mary Ellen Earls. I wanted to just say that I met Fred Gassone when the Cranmer Abacus first came out 50 years ago. He came to Cincinnati and gave a seminar to all of the high school students, the blind and visually impaired high school students for the Cincinnati Public Schools. And that's the only time I ever really met him, but I talked to him several times. Last time was about, 17, 18 years ago. And we were trying to get my Braille light on the internet. So a very, very good, fine person who really gave his life in service to the blind. Take care.
Coming up after the break, a story Joe loves to hate, right here on SPN Feedback Special 6. Looking for a cross-platform solution to quickly convert printed materials and PDFs into text, MP3, or DAISY formats? Check out Cerotech's DocuScan Plus. For just $299, use DocuScan Plus on your Windows or Mac computer. Store documents in the cloud for easy retrieval and access them from anywhere. For more information, visit www.docuscanplus.com. Welcome back to our SPN Feedback Special, where you, our listeners, give back to us. And we, in turn, get to acknowledge you. Kind of cool. You know, Joe has been the curmudgeon on the podcast, the Apple not-so-fan. But really and truly, he's a fair guy. And when it comes right down to it, he will cover both sides of an AT story fairly. And so the iPhone, for obvious reasons, is always a topic of interest. As a matter of fact, it just deserves its own spot right here on our feedback special.
Hello, Sarah team. This is Jane, Sarah, and, well, I haven't listed here in a while, but I wanted to say, well, I went to the Verizon store yesterday, and the guy was kind of hinting at me that the iPhone 6 will be coming out in 2 months. It was very interesting because I thought Apple was going to release the iPhone 6 in the fall, knowing that we didn't hear any hardware news at WWDC, and I was really hoping for a hardware news, but this was a huge developer release. Was wondering, well, we don't know what the specs are yet, but I think we'll find out sooner or later. All right. Thanks.
Hey guys, this is Marlon, the blind cop from Trinidad. I'm calling to find out, just a quick question, what is, in your opinion, the best magnifier for the iPhone for a low vision user? My father was recently diagnosed with glaucoma as well, and he's low vision, and I bought a brand new 5S, and I've given him my 4S. So I want to get a magnifier for him, so I want to get your views on what you think is a very good magnifier. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Cyril Talk Podcast Network. This is Veronica in in California, and I just finished listening to Sarah Talk Podcast whatever the latest was. And I just saw it too. Anyway, I wanted to respond to you guys were talking about Apple and or actually it was an iReport that you played with a lady saying that the iPhone was that it sucks. I agree that I think it might be coverage because I have the iPhone. I have to buy this to be exact. And aside from sometimes having connection issues because of my network, other than that, it's a good phone. I can do pretty much anything and everything with the anything and everything with it. I listen to podcasts. I read stuff. I've got Bard on here, all kinds of things. So I don't know why that person would say that it sucks. I'm sorry she's having a hard time with it. And maybe it's not the phone for her. I don't know. So anyway, if you hear a little boy in the background, that's my 9-month-old son. Anyway, just wanted to call in because I haven't called in forever. I love your show, and I now catch up on it when I can because taking care of a baby has taken up all of my time. So I have to either go current, and I miss a lot. So anyway, great work as always, and keep up the good work. And I will talk to you guys again soon. Bye for now.
Hello, Sarah Talk people. And this is Dominique from Texas again. I have a question for all you iPhone users, which I'm assuming everybody on the podcast is, of course. Now, I was just in a call with a friend of mine, and for some reason, the line beeped as if another call was on the other line, but on the iPhone, nothing showed up. Is this something that you guys have also experienced? Because it happens for me sometimes, but not all the time. Anyway, thank you for listening. Peace.
Hey, Jamie Paul. I was fascinated when I heard that you texted with one hand, and because I wondered, well, what does he mean? Does he hold the phone in one hand and text at the same time with the same hand? That's something I can do with a push button N82. I'd be hard pressed to do that with an iPhone. Or are you like me who I have the phone in one hand and pretty much do the keyboarding with the other? Never did get that thumb thing. How do kids use their thumbs? I'm all thumbs when it comes to that. But anyway, maybe you had to be there. Yeah, they're all thumbs. Okay. Anyway, it's Brian in Los Angeles. Brian and Denise. Give our regards to Mike Calvo, and you guys have a good one. All right? He knows who we are. Brian and Denise Albritton. Well, how do I end this thing? Too many voicemail systems.
Well, Brian, actually, I do text with my thumbs. When I say I text one-handed, I'm thinking of things like okay or no. I don't actually do full paragraphs that way. And hey, in iOS 8, the predictive text that shows up at the top of the keyboard is kind of scary accurate. It's amazing how many times that actually works. And so I definitely use that as well. Well, coming up next, many of you, probably most of you, have listened to us on iBlink Radio. That's probably the easiest way to find our podcasts. And that's what you all are going to be most likely to use when you listen to what we do. So here are just a few comments on iBlink Radio.
Yes, this is Don. I enjoy the ability to use the iBlink Radio on the iPhone. So, bye.
Hello, my name is John. I've been using iBlink Radio for about, I'd say, 2 years now, and I really like it. Keep up the good work, you guys at Sarah Tech.
Hello, Sarah Tech. And Sarah Talk, this is
Jake from Illinois, just calling in to let you know that I got the iBlink radio app for the Mac yesterday and really like it, so thank you. I'm still figuring things out, but it's working great so far with VoiceOver on my MacBook Air. So thanks again, and keep up the awesome work.
Hi, Sarah Talk. It's Alyssa here. And, well, first of all, I just want to say I love the iBlink radio app. I downloaded it a couple months ago, but I just got the update for it, and it's, like, fantastic. I'm really a tech-savvy person. I just love technology, and I love how now I can download the podcast onto my device. Also, I know you guys were talking about the Facebook app. I'm a frequent user of Facebook, and the main reason I got the app was because the website would always change. Like, they'd always change the website, and it ticked me off. I contacted them about it once, but anyway, that didn't work. But they actually are making it so that if you want to send messages to somebody, you have to download a different app to do that. So I'm going to have to do that. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I just thought I'd let you guys know. And yeah, I love your podcast. Like, and I appreciate the fact that you guys take so much effort and time to just get this stuff together for me as a listener. Being on your podcast means a lot to me, and it's almost like you guys have just become my really good friends over the past couple months that I've listened to you. So keep up the good work, and I'll hear from you guys soon.
Thank you, Alyssa. To be honest, you guys feel like some of our very best friends as well. That means a lot. You know, there are a lot of changes going on around here. You guys know that. We know that. We don't know where we're going to end up. Don't know what's really coming next. But we're all a community. We're all a team. And we're all connected on the internet. So we'll all be around. We'll all hear from one another in various ways, in various contexts, I am sure. Resources at sarotalk.com is still the place to send email, and we'd love to hear from you. You can leave an iReport on iBlink Radio using your iOS, Android, Mac, or Kindle Fire. You can call the Blab Line, 866-997-2522. And remember, go to sarotalk.com, check out all of the show notes on all of our podcasts, and leave a blog comment while you're there. Have a great holiday, everyone. Stay safe. Spend time with family. Try not to overeat, but we all know that we will. So until next time, have a great week, everybody, and say it with me from wherever you are. Thanks for listening.